This is Steve Braswell, and thank you for joining me on my podcast. We're looking at this special time of year, the theme of All I Want for Christmas. Last week, we talked about hope. If you light Advent candles in your church, usually the first week, it's the prophet's candle of hope. And the second Sunday of Advent, it's the Bethlehem candle of peace. So today, all I want for Christmas is peace. Our scripture is Matthew 1, 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, and before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. You started on the great quest the moment you were born. It was many years, perhaps, before you realized it, before it became apparent that you were constantly searching for something you never had, searching for something that was more important than anything in your life. Sometimes you've tried to forget about it. Sometimes you have attempted to lose yourself in other things so there could be time and thought for nothing but the business at hand. Sometimes you may have even felt that you were freed from the need to go on seeking this nameless thing. At moments, you've almost been able to dismiss the quest completely, but always you have been caught up in it again. Always you have had to come back to your search. These are the opening words of Billy Graham's classic bestseller, originally written 1 year after I was born, but still just as true today. We are searching for meaning, searching with hope, searching for fulfillment, and yes, searching for peace. The title of the book is Peace with God. Pressure, emotional strain, stressed out, caught by surprise, disappointed, dejected, having your dreams shattered. These are the descriptions of the man named Joseph in this story. Luke tells us about the story of Jesus' birth from Mary's perspective as the angel Gabriel visits her to tell her of the birth of the Christ child. We read that last week. But this week, Matthew gives us the story from Joseph's perspective. Same story, but a very different angle. Mary got the angel's visit. Joseph got the news. "This woman I'm engaged to become my wife, is pregnant, and I know I'm not the father." That only leaves one other possibility, right? Well, that's what he thought. So what should Joseph do? He's an honorable man. He loves Mary, but he can no longer trust her. So according to the customs of the day, there must be a divorce. Even though they were betrothed but not yet married, they were still pledged to each other, so he moves forward with the divorce proceedings. But then Joseph gets his own angel visit. "Joseph, son of David, that child was not conceived as you think. The conception happened as a miraculous act of the Holy Spirit. So take Mary as your wife and rejoice in the baby when he's born and give him the name Jesus." Okay, that name means Yahweh saves, or the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. This is the message of peace for Joseph in the midst of the greatest struggle of his entire life. Our theme for Advent is All I Want for Christmas. What's really important to you this Christmas? Last week it was hope. This week it's peace, the gift you really need in your life, whether you know it or not. What is peace? How did Joseph find peace in the midst of all his stresses? There's a lot of talk about war and peace today. It seems that much of the talk about war is between the political factions in our country. But there's also very little peace in our homes and communities. Well, peace is much more than the absence of conflict. You think about it, if you're married, as a married couple, there can be no big argument or conflict, but there may not be peace in your relationship. Peace is much more than just the absence of conflict. The biblical words for peace are shalom in Hebrew and eirene in Greek. The Hebrew term was used as a greeting and a farewell. Shalom is a wish for full well-being as a gift of God. Recently, a survey was taken of the famous and well-to-do people. They were asked how they found peace in their stressful lives. Here's some of the answers. Taking my dog for a walk along gentle streams and rolling hills. Find peace in my hobbies, photography, painting, reading, boating. Find peace in solitude, getting alone and enjoying nature. Find peace in anything that takes me away from my normal rat race, a change of scenery. Or I find peace in family reunions and parties with large groups of people. What about those suggestions? Do they work for you? I think every one of them in some way has certainly worked for me. But for how long? Not for long. It's not peace that lasts. Well, the Bible talks about three types of peace that you can have. All right? First, peace with God. Romans 5:1, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then there's the peace of God. Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But then thirdly, peace with others. Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So three types of peace we can have that we need. Peace with God, the peace of God, and then peace with others. Longtime pastor Gordon MacDonald tells the story of being approached after one of his lectures by a Nigerian woman. She introduced herself with an American name. Then he asked her, "What's your African name?" She answered him with a musical name. He asked, "What does that name mean?" She explained, "Child who takes the anger away." My parents were forbidden by their parents to marry, but they loved each other so much, they defied their family opinions and got married anyway. As a result, their family turned their backs on them. Then my mother became pregnant with me, and when my grandparents held me in their arms for the first time, the walls of hostility came down. I became the one who swept the anger away. So that's why my parents gave me that name, Child Who Takes the Anger Away. Well, Jesus is the one who brings peace, who breaks down the walls of hostility, who heals the tormented soul, who replaces pressure with the sense that everything will be okay and brings the alienated together. Let me tell you about the kind of peace only Jesus can give. I heard the story of a young mother in Haiti a few years back when they experienced a horrific earthquake. Buildings crumbled and just crushed so many people. This mother saw her children disintegrate before her very eyes. Can't imagine what that experience was like. She's able to grab one of them and run away. She headed to a bus that came by to pick up survivors. There was a man there with a camera, and he caught her with her one child in her arms as she was getting on the bus. They ask, what can you say about what you have seen today? What can you tell me about what you will do next? She said, all I can tell you is this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. It's another way of saying, God is the only one who can bring me peace. Now, I don't know if you've had some horrific experience happen in your life. I can't imagine what this was like for her. If somebody asked me a question like that at that point, I probably would have just told them to go away, leave me alone. I don't feel like talking. But she spoke those words from a heart filled with peace, even in the midst of all that despair. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. I also heard the story of a young mom I'll call Gina. Gina grew up in a traditional Christian home. Toward the end of her teen years, she realized something was wrong. Eventually, she was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. She tried to medicate herself with drugs and alcohol. She gave birth to a son. As he grew up, they lived in all kinds of different places, sometimes in an apartment, sometimes on the sidewalk, sometimes in a park. She knew she couldn't care for him like she wanted to. One day she heard about a Christian recovery ministry, so she checked herself in there. It was not easy. She had to face things she didn't really want to face. But by the time I heard her story, she'd been clean for 3 years, knowing that at any time that could come to an end. As she told her story, she talked about the sense of peace that had come into her life when she surrendered her life to Christ. She said she knew that having Christ in her life didn't solve all her problems, but it gave her the strength she needed to face those problems. Today, she's living with her son in a safe apartment, and they're thriving. All I want for Christmas is peace. Peace with God. The peace of God. Peace with others in my life. Is it really possible? Remember what Paul wrote in Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I don't know what your story is, what you're dealing with in your life right now. There may be all kinds of things that are for peace in so many ways, and what we're really doing is just hurting ourselves. Until we come to the place where we surrender to Christ and know that He is our peace. So be thankful this time of year, this celebration, is about the only way of peace, Jesus coming into our world and coming into your life. All I want for Christmas, last week hope, this week peace, next week joy, as we talk about the joy of Jesus. I hope you can join me.